Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradika Madhavasam Prapto Yashapatita Kripaya Shigurum Tamnatosmi Ajanu Lambuto Bujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadama Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro Anapita Chirim Chirat Karuna avatirna kalo samarpayitam anujshala rasam swabhakti shriyam Hari padata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipitaha sada hridaya kandare spuratuva sachinandanaha Utama adama kichuna bachira jachi adile kakola Kahe premananda emona gauranga hridaya dhariya bola Bhaja gauranga kaha gauranga laha gaurangera namare bolo Bhaja gauranga kaha gauranga laha gaurangera namare Jejana gauranga bhaje se hoy amara pranare Jejana gauranga bhaje Hare Amara Pranare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, 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 Hare Hare Yashaiva Padambuja Bhakti Labhya Premavidana Paramapamata Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madgavir Api Gopala Sri Kriyat Kripaya Jari Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Rishayustat Priya Janaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Braja Balabha Pahiman Vancha Kopadarubhischa Kripa Sindhubhyaeva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A few years ago, we translated some sections from a rare book called Abhiram Lilamrita by a disciple of Abhiram Thakur, whose name was Tilak Ramdas. And I'd like to sing a few verses from that book. You can chant Hare Krishna in response. Jaya Jaya Gora Bhakta Kori Nivedan Abhirama Pare Mora Koro Ho Bandan Hey Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Jaya Jaya Gora Bhakta Kore Nivedan Gora Sunde Pare Mora Karohavandan Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jaya Jaya Gaura Bhakta Kori Nibedan. All glories to all the devotees of the Lord. Kori Nibedan. We have something we want to submit before them. Gaura Sundar Pade Mora Koroho Vandana. That all of you please give me shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Gaura Sundar. Kataraha Iya Bole Koro Paritran. Moya jale pari mui hai nu ama. Again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he prays that katadahaiya boli koro paritran. All of you, please save me. Maya jale pari mui hai nu again. I've become unconscious and fallen in the net of Maya. Padiya bistara kupe daki bole bare. Patita bolia grina nakori ho more. Hare Krishna. Padiya bistara kupe daki bare bare. He said, I've fallen into a very nasty place, into a deep pit which people pass stool in. And from the bottom of that pit, I'm calling out again and again, Patita bolia grina, no kariho more. Please don't hate me, my dear devotees, because I'm so fallen. Please be kind to me and forgive me for my fallen position. Shire dare bande ami sabara charan kutinati pani jena nahi jayaman. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So before Tilak Ramdas begins his book, he begins with this Mangala Charana. And this is a very nice verse here. Shire dare Vandi Ami Sabara Charan. He says that taking the dust of the feet of all the devotees here on my head, I pray to all of you, please bless me, the Kutinati Pani Jena Nahi Jayaman, that Kutinati, your fault finding, won't become my destination. Because this is what's completely averse to Krishna Katha. Bhavishad Vaishnava Para Koriye Smaran Sabe Mili Sudha Koro Mora Dushtaman. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Meditating on the lotus feet of all the devotees present here, I pray to all of you, you please purify my wicked mind. Boba hoye achi ami koraha katan jabalao bole ami kore nibedan. Hey, Hare Krishna. Bobo hoye achi ami kaho katan. I'm a dumb person. I have no ability to speak. But Jabalo boli ami kori nibidan. My prayer to all the Vaishnavas is that on your order that we speak something. Because without the blessings of the Vaishnavas, how can we do that? How can you sit in front of the Vaishnavas and think that, as Mataji is saying last night, the teachers, that we're a teacher in front of all the Vaishnavas? We can't do that. We want to serve the Vaishnavas. And we can only serve the Vaishnavas if we have their blessings. Giri langi bari jena chahi pangujan andake dili chakshu deki taragan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sei mata sabe mili koro ho asvas. Kora Sunda Lila Kichu Kori Jay Prakash Hare Krishna Hare Krishna He says, if someone has the blessings of the Vaishnavas, then very amazing things can happen. Someone may be lame, they can't walk. But that same person who's lame, Giri Tangi Bhari Jaina Chahi Pangujan, that person can cross mountains. Someone may be a blind person, Andake Dili Chakshu Deki Taragan. But by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, he can see the stars in the sky. Say mata sabhi mili koroho ashvas abhi gorashundar lila kichu kore je prakash. So in the same way, oh dear Vaishnavas, we're praying to all of you to please give me some blessings that we can try to manifest some of the pastimes of Lord Gorasundar and of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So we'd like to go on a journey the next few days. It's a very crooked path. I don't know how far we're going to be able to go on this journey. I think maybe only about 1/4 of the distance. If we were able to go the full journey, it's a journey that would take us from Govardhan to Vrindavan, and from Vrindavan to the sun god, and from the sun god to Dwarka, and from Dwarka to Kurukshetra, and from Kurukshetra to Orissa, and from Orissa to Jagannath Puri Dham. A very long and crooked path. But we may only be able to have some overview, some introduction to this. We'd like to say something about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, but we lack qualification for that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, seeing the position of the conditioned souls in this world, he's very kindly revealed a secret in his book, Chaitanya Sikshamrita. He said there, in the sixth wave, Ihai Braja Bhajanera Rahasya. He said, hey, Suno Suno Jana, everyone please listen, because I want to speak something about the secret of Braj Bhajan. We have no adhikar to enter into Braj. Sometimes we ask devotees a question. What if I were to come running into the tent right now and I said, oh my God, go to Hari Prabhu. I just came from the little building over here and Krishna is sitting inside the room and he asked me to come and get you. He wants to talk to you. So how would you feel? What would you do? You'd run there. And what would you do when you got there? Hey, how's it going? Did you have a nice time with Radharani last night and the gopis? What are you going to tell him? Actually, we have no access to that. And if such a thing were to happen, the only answer we could give is that I can't go. Where is my Guru Maharaj? Let me bring Gurudev and I'll put him in front of me. And then I can go. And he'll also say, I also can't go. Where's my Gurudev? And he'll bring his Gurudev and put him in front of him. And his Gurudev will also say, I also can't go. Where's my Guru? This is evam parampara praptam. So we have no ability to enter into Braj. So how can we read about the pastimes in Vrindavan? How can we read about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described that these pastimes have a purport to them also. And he says that Krishna je sakala asura ke bada kori yachin se sakalera chaitya raje utpata dhura kori bhar abhipraye harira nikata sadainye krandana kori bholi le hari se sakala anarta ke dhura korin. He says that all the demons that Krishna killed are represented by obstacles in the heart. We're on a journey. You have come from a long way. Some of you have come from Germany. Some of you have come from Russia. Some of you have come from Ukraine. Some of you have come from America. Some of you have come from Iran. You had to spend a lot of money to come here. But this is not the end of your journey. This is only the beginning of our journey. Our journey is to our destination, which is Vrindavan. And on this journey to our eternal home of Vrindavan, there are many obstacles on the path. And so these are represented by different anartas in the heart. And these anartas are represented by different demons in Braj. And Bhaktivinoda says, Nikata sadainye krandana kori bulile hari. That when the devotee begins to humbly cry and call out to the Lord, at that time, anartake dura korin. Krishna takes and removes all those different obstacles in the heart. And Bhaktivinoda says a very interesting thing, which answered a question I had for a long time, that why is it I'm not getting mercy? Does anybody ever wonder that? I'm chanting Hare Krishna for so long. I'm coming to the Govardhan retreat for every year. I'm doing Govardhan Prakrama. I'm taking bath in the Jamuna. Some years ago I used to. Why am I not getting mercy? And Bhaktivinoda says, Dainya sabala hoile avasya Krishna kripa hoy. He said, if your humility is genuine, then Krishna will definitely be merciful. Oh, this is the problem that I have. I go everywhere and I fold my hands and I say, oh, Prabhuji, please forgive me for my offenses. Please be merciful to me. But my humility is not really genuine. So when that humility becomes really genuine, when we really call out to Krishna from the heart, then Krishna becomes kind. And Krishna, he showers his glance of mercy upon us. And all these different obstacles that are there in our way, they are taken away. So, it's described by Srila Rupa Goswami that this demon, Shankachuda, that previously he was the chief guard of Kuvera. Kuvera is the demigod who's in charge of wealth. And Shankachuda was his chief guard. This is an appropriate position because Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he describes that this Shankachuda Leela has a particular purport. In Krishna Sanghita, he says, Yaso murdha sudurdanta Shankachuda hata pura. That Shankachuda is a personification of Yaso. Yaso means fame. Yasoda means someone who gives fame. So Shankachuda was a personification of the desire for fame because he considered that fame to be his life and soul. This is our purpose. Sometimes devotees, they think like that. They think, I'm going to be a preacher, and to be a preacher, it's not really for my own sake, but I have to have, people have to have faith in me, so we'll put posters up with my picture on them everywhere. And we'll advertise myself. I remember one senior preacher once in Los Angeles. I used to be in charge of the Bhakta program. And we had a program, we had a little house near the temple. And if we met someone nice at the Sunday feast, we'd invite them to come over to the house for some more private talks. And there was one senior preacher once there, and he was, I remember preaching to some new people, and one of these new people was very interested in mystic powers. So this preaching devotee, he told him, what if I were to tell you that I have mystic powers? I have like this. And he may say that I'm doing this, I'm only telling them this because then it'll give them some faith, and then I can preach to them. But we have to be very, very careful. Because in this world, for most people, their fame and prestige is what they live for. And Shankachuda is such a person. That was a verse from the fifth chapter of Krishna Sanghita. Later, in the 8th chapter, text 27, Bhaktivinoda says, Pratista parata bhakti chalena boga kamana shankachura iti proktaha sodasa pratibandakaha. He says that the desire to get some pratista, pratistasa, the desire for fame and prestige and sense gratification, boga kamana, to get this through bhakti, this is represented by the 16th obstacle in Braj Leela, which is Shankachuda. And he says that those persons whose actions are motivated by a desire for fame, they're also very proud. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda says that Vaishnavas should always be very careful of such persons. We want to associate with devotees. And it's important that we want to associate with devotees in our own Sangha. Srila Prabhupada, many times he discouraged devotees from going outside of ISKCON. He discouraged devotees who were staying in Vrindavan to go to classes outside of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. But Srila Prabhupada also, in Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that there are many dharmadvajis, or false devotees, in this Krishna consciousness movement. And we must be very careful to avoid their association. So it's not enough just to associate with devotees in our society, but we want to associate with like-minded devotees. It's a very, very important thing. And therefore we have the Govardhan Retreat every year. And by coming to the Govardhan Retreat, we can associate with like-minded devotees, and we can have some guyam akyati prichati. We can have some confidential topics. And here at the Govardhan Retreat, I don't think you'll hear anything about vegetarianism. If any of you like to hear about why you should be a vegetarian, you may be very disappointed. Because I don't think, I hope, that subject matter won't come up at this place. Although for some people, if you meet someone on the street who doesn't know anything about Krishna and you begin talking to him, that person, for them, vegetarianism might be a very confidential thing. That's guyam akyati prichati. And you may be able to establish some friendship by speaking such a confidential thing. But as devotees, we need to go deeper. We need to go further. And we need to have subject matters that we can speak about amongst each other in confidence. And so Sachinanda Maharaj is beginning, has started this program of retreats all over the world. And we want to come together and hear with such devotees. We don't want to associate closely with persons who are desirous of pride. And it's not a shocking thing if we find such persons in our own movement. Because after all, the glory of Srila Prabhupada's society is that we're preaching to butchers and prostitutes and drug addicts, and some of them join. And some of them are us. And it's not, as Srila Prabhupada said in one letter, it's not expected that every person, when they join, they're up to the proper standard. So we want to learn the art of respecting everyone, but as they say in Bengali, dur teki dandavat, I offer my obeisances from a distance. Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj was giving a very nice series of lectures recently in Jagannath Puri on Madhuri Kadambani. And he was speaking about how bhakti manifests. Bhakti stu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate. The Brihan Naradiya Purana states that bhakti comes from a devotee. And then he raised a nice question. Which devotee? Different devotees. If someone is an Uttam Bhagavat, a devotee on the topmost platform, they can give the most bhakti. If someone's a Madhyam Bhakti, they can give something else. And even if someone is a Kanishta Bhakti, they can also give something. And the other point is, we don't really know who is a Kanishta, Madhyam, or Uttam. And therefore, we should respect everyone. And by respecting everyone, we'll get bhakti, because the devotees are the medium through which Krishna gives bhakti. And therefore, we come together to chant Hare Krishna. We come together to have Krishna Katha, because it's through this medium of Krishna Katha, through the medium of kirtan, in the sangha of devotees, that we get bhakti. We want to associate with Uttama Bhagavats, with very advanced Vaishnavas. But whoever, whatever association we have, we want to associate through Krishna Katha and through Krishna Kirtan, and through that, we'll get bhakti. So we should respect all devotees. And Bhakti Vyan Maharaj went on to explain that there's some persons, even some devotees, that we keep a distance from. Why? Because we want their blessing. Because if you come too close to them, they're a little bit of an intense personality. Maybe some offense may come, some argument may come, and they may not be very happy with you. So we love them from a distance, and they love us, and they feel happy about us in their heart. And by that happy feeling, Srimati Radharani is pleased, and bhakti appears in the heart of the devotees. So Bhaktivinoda says that we should be very careful to avoid the association of proud persons. In Chaitanya Sikshamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes this pastime. Shankachudavada, Manimochana Pratistasa Ostri Sangha Spriha Varjana. The Shankachuda represents the desire for fame and the desire for women. And elsewhere in Chaitanya Sikshamrita, he says that this also means the desire of association for men in the body of a woman. Because this pratistha, this desire for prestige, is very intimately connected with lust. When we have a very big position, what do I do with it? What am I going to do? Now I'm a big person. I have to impress someone. So then I want to have many, many young women that I can impress. Or if we're a very powerful woman, we want to please many different men. So this is represented by Shankachuda. This pastime is described by Raghava Pandit to Narottam Das Thakur in Srinivas Acharya in Bhakti Ratnakar. Ehi shanki name gram deki e kane Dushta Shankar Chude Krishna Badila Apane Bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. He was taking the devotees, Narottam and Srinivas, on Brajmandal Parikrama, and he brought them here to Govardhan. And right near to Kusum Sarovar, he said, "Ei shanki nami gram deki ekia." You look at this place. This place is called Shanki Gram, or it's also known as Shamakuti. And here at this place, Dushta Shankachudi Krishna Bharila Apani. Here at this place, Krishna killed the demon Shankachuda. Shankachuda mate mane chila taha loya Baladeva pashe asi dila hasha hoya hey. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Shankachuda mate mane chila tahi loya. Krishna took a jewel from the head of Shankachuda, and he very happily gave that jewel to Balaram. Baladeva mani madu mangal dwaraya radikare dila maha kotukata haya hey. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Baladeva mani madu mangal dware radikare dila madu kotukata haya. In great pleasure, Balaram, he took that jewel and he gave it to Radharani through the hand of Madhu Mangal. Why Krishna gave the jewel to Balaram? A very interesting thing. Why Balaram gave it to Madhu Mangal to give to Radharani is a very interesting thing. But we may touch on this later. Oh, hey, Shini Basa Narottama Ekane. Go to Kebi Vala Roy Saki Gana Sane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, hey, Srinivasa Narottam. Oh, Srinivasa Narottam, you listen. Here in this place, Kotuka Bivala Roy, Shaki Ganasani. Srimati Radharani, she got that jewel, and she became full of joy and happiness along with all of her sakis. So this Shankachuta Leela is a pastime which involves Balaram. It's a pastime which involves Krishna, and it's a pastime which involves Srimati Radharani. Some Vaishnavas may protest at the purport that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given to this pastime, because we don't find this description given by any of our previous acharyas. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a Mahatma. He's sometimes described as a Saptam Goswami or the Eighth Goswami, and Seventh Goswami. And he's understood this pastime in a proper way. The very word Shankachuda means what? Shanka means a conch shell. And Chuda means, refers to your head. It means, the word literally means, it's someone who keeps a conch shell on his head. And Shankachuda, who used to be the chief guard in the treasury of Kuvera, he saw this fantastic jewel that Kuvera had, and Shankachuda betrayed his position, and he stole that jewel from Kuvera, and he put that jewel on his head. And because of that, he's known as Shankachuda, because that jewel looks something like a conch shell. But the word Shankachuda has another meaning also. It means literally because we blow a conch shell, just like we read in the Bhagavad Gita before the battle of Kurukshetra, that all the different warriors, they picked up their conch shells to blow them, to advertise their prowess, to tell the enemy, hey, I'm coming. Do you know who's Devadatta Jananjaya? Huh? When Arjuna, he blew his Devadatta conch shell, and the enemies on the other side, they heard that. They began to tremble in fear. And this way, Arjuna advertised himself for the purpose of fighting against those demoniac warriors. So the word Shankachuda also therefore means someone who advertises themselves. They're keeping a conch shell on their forehead. And this is a great obstacle in bhakti, pratistaparata bhakti. This desire for gaining fame and sense gratification through bhakti, Bhaktivinoda says, is called Shankachuda. Gargamuni describes that Shankachuda, after he stole this jewel from Kuvera, he was a very, very powerful fighter. And he was a very proud person. And everywhere he went, people were speaking about the king of Mathura and how powerful that king of Mathura was. The nature of someone who's very proud is that they can't tolerate if someone else is glorified more than themselves. And so Shankachuda became very disturbed. And he went to Mathura. He went to the palace of the king there. And he came in that palace and he stomped his feet. And the whole sabha, the whole assembly hall, shook. And Shankachuda very loudly called out, "Hey! I challenge you to a fight. And whoever wins this fight, then the loser will become the servant of the other." And that king became very agitated. His name was Kamsa. And he jumped up and he laughed. He said, "You insignificant worm. You think you're going to fight with me? Don't you know who I am?" And so the two of them picked up their clubs and they began smashing each other with the clubs. And as they were fighting with the clubs and the clubs were striking against each other, so many sparks were coming up, and eventually those clubs were reduced to dust. And then for 27 days and nights, those two crazy persons fought hand to hand. And neither one of them became weakened. Both of them became very, very amazed. Finally, Gargamuni says that Kamsa picked up Shankachuda and he threw him in the air. And he threw Shankachuda so hard that Shankachuda went flying for 800 miles. It was quite a thing. And when Shankachuda landed on the ground, he became a little agitated by that. And so he got up and he ran back to where Kamsa was waiting. And Shankachuda picked up Kamsa and he threw him in the air. And Kongsa went flying, Garga Muni says, for 80,000 miles. And then when Kongsa landed on the ground, he was also a little disturbed. And he ran back. You rascal, who do you think you are? Don't you know I'm Kongsa? And he picked up Shankachuta and he threw him on the ground. And then Shankachuta said, ha, I'm not afraid of you. And Shankachuta got up and he picked up Kongsa and he threw Kongsa on the ground. And finally that time, Garga Muni came there. And he told Kongsa, stop. He said, actually, this fight has no meaning. Because both you and Shankachuta are equals. And he told them at that time, Pariparnatamo yovai, sapi tvam gatayishyati, tatainam sankachudakyam, shivasyapi, varorjitam. He says that you can't kill him. And he uses an interesting word. He says that only the Supreme Lord can kill you. And what is the word he uses for the Supreme Lord? He says, Pariparnatamo yovai. Pariparnatamo means that Lord who's absolutely complete. Because we know from Chaitanya Charitamrita that when the Lord manifests himself in his pastimes in Dwarka, he's Purna, he's complete. When he manifests himself in Mathura, he's Purnatara, he's even more complete. But when he manifests himself in Braj, he's Purnatama, he's the most complete. And Garga Muni told him that that absolutely complete personality of Godhead, he's going to kill you and he'll also kill Shankachuta. Both of you have some great blessings from Lord Shiva. You can't fight with each other. You can't defeat each other. So you should make friends. So at that time, Shankachuta and Kongsa became great friends. And Shankachuta, he invited Kongsa to come to his house. And as they were going along to their house, and they were drinking on the way, they heard some sound. The Bhagavatam describes that that day was a day of Holika. That's very interesting. This pastime of Shankachuta is a very, very deep pastime with many different purports to it. To really speak this pastime properly, I think it would take us a few weeks. This pastime is connected with the Shamantaka jewel. This pastime is mentioned by Rupa Goswami a number of times in his Ujjal Nilamani. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami give purports about it also. This pastime took place on the day of Holika. Well, Holika is there's a number of festivals on that day. Holika is also the day known as Dolayatra. If you come to Orissa sometime on Dolayatra, Dola Purnima, it's a very wonderful festival. There's a place called Lalit Giri, where there's an ancient monastery, Buddhist monastery from a few thousand years ago. And just near there, they have one of the biggest Dolayatra festivals in Orissa. And there's, I think, maybe 400 deities of Radha Krishna who come. And they all come on palanquins. Dola means to sway. And so when they come doing kirtan, the devotees are swaying back and forth. And these Radha Krishna deities are on the palanquin. They arrive about 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning. It's a very beautiful thing. And many of the devotees who are coming, they have torches going before them. They have kirtan groups, and many of them are dressed in colorful garments. And they put all these palanquins with the deities down in a big half circle. And then for the next 3 or 4 days, they have like a kirtan mela. They have a kirtan competition. This also takes place in my Guru Maharaj's village for many hundreds of years in a place called Gadaigiri. They have there a smaller one, only about 50 Radha Krishna deities come, and they have some kirtan competition. So that's a very special day. But that day, known as Holika or Dolayatra, is also another occasion. Does anybody know what that date is? Raise your hand. Does anybody know? Okay, that's Holika. That's the day that Prahlad killed Holika. But there's another festival on the same day, Gaurapurnima. And very interestingly, that's the day that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared That's the day on which Shankachuta disappeared, here, not very far away from here in Govardhan. And it's also the day that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into Orissa. And I don't know if we'll be able to go far enough along this line, but there's some very, very interesting connections between this pastime and Jagannath Puri Dham. So the Bhagavatam describes that on one occasion, Krishna and Balaram were doing some Rasleela with the gopis near Tukusam Sarovar. In this place, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that they were dancing with different gopis. Balaram was dancing with his gopis and Krishna was dancing with his. Prabhupada describes in the Krishna book, at that time, while Krishna, Balaram, and the damsels were so much absorbed in dancing, almost in madness, a demoniac associate of Kuvera, the treasurer of the heavenly planets, appeared on the scene. The demon's name was Shankachuda, because on his head there was a valuable jewel resembling a conch shell. Just as the two sons of Kuvera had been puffed up over their wealth and opulence and did not care for Narad Muni's presence, this Shankachuda was also puffed up over material opulence. He thought that Krishna and Balaram were two ordinary cowherd boys enjoying the company of many beautiful girls. Generally, in the material world, a person with riches thinks that all beautiful women should be enjoyed by him. This is the nature of this obstacle. The Sadhak thinks that all the members of the opposite sex, they're for my pleasure. All these women are really for my pleasure. Or a lady may think, all these men are really here for my pleasure. Let me dress in such a way that I'll attract their attention, that I'll please them. And this way I'll enjoy something in a subtle way. And this comes from pratishtha, from pride. So Prabhupada continues. He says that Shankachuda also thought that since he belonged to the rich community of Kuvera, he, not Krishna and Balaram, should enjoy the company of so many beautiful girls. Prabhupada writes in one purport in the Bhagavatam, he says that the cause of Vaishnava aparad is wealth and opulence, because that wealth and opulence causes pride. Elsewhere, Srila Prabhupada says that the members, he says in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, the members of this Krishna consciousness movement must be very careful in dealing with whatever wealth they've gotten. Because this wealth can be a great obstacle in our bhakti. Because if we become a wealthy person, sometimes even we see amongst devotees, we were telling someone yesterday, just what if Gaurakishore Das Babaji came to our temple for the Sunday feast program? And maybe when Gaurakishore came, he's wearing clothes, you may know, that he got from a dead body in the crematorium. And maybe he hasn't washed those clothes in a few weeks and they don't smell so good, especially because where he was doing his Nam Bhajan, there's also a special fragrance in that toilet where he was chanting. And so if he came and he has a big beard and wild hair and wild eyes, well, how would we receive him? But on the other hand, if the some person who's the owner of Nabisco company comes, or some big wealthy person who's a non-devotee, they show up, what do we do with him? We give him a garland and we welcome them. We bang on the mridanga. We're so glad to greet this rich man, this big politician. And Gaurakishore Das Babaji may say, you can stay in the back and we'll give you a little prasadam later on, but you're not allowed inside the temple. We may tell him like that. And this kind of attitude comes when we become too attached to money. It's a great obstacle even for devotees. In such a situation, then we would be bereft of the association of Gaurakishore Das Babaji. And instead, we would get the association of some rich industrialist who's a non-devotee. And we love him because he has money. My Guru Maharaj used to say, money, 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 brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. Everybody likes money so much. So it's a very, very dangerous obstacle in bhakti. So Prabhupada says that Shankachuta thought that since he belonged to the rich community of Kuvera, he, not Krishna and Balaram, should enjoy the company of so many beautiful girls. This is a disease, and we have so much money. We'll think, oh, these are here for my pleasure, these members of the opposite sex. Shankachuta appeared before Krishna, Balaram, and the damsels of Braj and began to lead the girls away to the north. He commanded them as if he were their proprietor and husband. This is a nice point too. Prabhupada says, as if he were the proprietor and husband. I think maybe the day after tomorrow we may sing a song from Thakur Bhaktivinoda, from his commentary on Raghunath Das Goswami's Manasiksha, in the seventh verse. A very nice song, which, by the way, has never been published before in the Bengali. We translated recently. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, again, speaks about this thing, about as if someone's a husband. Despite the presence of Krishna and Balaram, he took them away. Being forcibly taken away by Shankachuta, the damsels of Braj called out the names of Krishna and Balaram for protection. The two brothers immediately began to follow them, taking up big logs of shala wood in their hands. And they told the gopis, "Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. We're coming at once to chastise this demon." There are many, many connections between this pastime and the pastime known as Nava Vrindavan Leela, which Rupa Goswami describes in the Lita Madhav. In the beginning of the Lita Madhav, Rupa Goswami begins with this pastime of Shankachuta. Many, many things happen. I can't speak all of these things. But Krishna kills Shankachuta. He takes that gem, and through the medium of Balaram and the Madhu Mangal, that gem is given to Radharani. Then Krishna leaves Braj, telling the gopis, "Ayasya, ayasya, I'm going to return, I'm going to return." But he doesn't return. And Unmadana Radha, Rupa Goswami says, Radharani becomes mad. And interestingly, he says that she comes back here, near the Kusum Sarovar, and in her madness, she begins calling out and looking for Krishna. She mistakes Govardhan Hill for Krishna, seeing a peacock on top of the hill. And then Srimati Radharani decides, better I kill myself. And she goes to the Jamuna and enters into the water and drowns herself. Such a thing, Rupa Goswami says, we can't understand. At that time, Jamuna Devi takes Srimati Radharani to her father, Suryadev. And Radharani is always worshipping Suryadev, so she comes before Suryadev, because Radharani can't die, of course. And she wants to worship Suryadev. But she doesn't have any flowers or anything. Oh, but she has a jewel. And she offers that jewel to Suryadev. And Suryadev is very pleased with her. He takes Radharani and that jewel, and he takes that jewel and he gives it to his devotee, Satrajit. And that jewel becomes known as the Samantaka jewel. And he gives Radharani to Satrajit, and Radharani becomes known as Satyabhama. It's a very long, crooked story. And there's a garden, a very important garden, which is described by all of our Goswamis in different literatures. Rupa Goswami speaks about this garden in the Lita Madhav. He speaks about it in Ujjalila Mani. Sanatana Goswami speaks about it in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Raghunath Das Goswami speaks about it in Mukta Charit. It's a garden called Nava Vrindavan. It's in Dwarka. And there in that place, Krishna is secretly going and he meets with Satyabhama Radha. And many, many things happen. Finally, at the end of the pastime in Lalita Madhav, Krishna, he tells Srimati Radharani that, do you want some benediction? Krishna said to her, Praneshri Radhe, Pratyasva, Kim Mataparam Priya, Karavani. Radharani, tell me, what can I do to please you? And at that time, Srimati Radharani, she replies to Krishna, Yate Leela, Para Parimalod Gari Vanya Parita Danyakshoni velasiti brita maturi maduri bihi tatrasma bischatadapasupi bhava mudgantara bihi sanvitam tam kalaya vananalasi vena virharam. She says, Chatula Chanchula Krishna, fickle-natured Krishna, this is my prayer. Please come back to Vrindavan. We don't want to be in Dwarka. Please return to Vrindavan. That Vrindavan is still there where you did your Keshor Leela. The jungle is there. The Vrindavan forest is there. The peacocks are there. The Jamuna River is there. Giri Govardhan is there. Everything is there. Everyone is there. And everyone is waiting for you. So please come. At that time, Krishna didn't say anything. He just said, Priyata Tashtu, let it be granted. And Radharani said, Kadam, Via, how is it possible? Krishna didn't say anything. He just looked toward the south as if he were waiting for someone. And at that time, the daughter of Garga Muni, Gargi, along with Ekanangsa, also known as Yogamaya or Subhadra, arrived there. And Yogamaya said to Radharani, Saki Radhe, Mata Sangsayam Kritaha. Oh Radhe, don't have any doubt. Yato Bhavatyaha, Srimad Gokuleta Triva Vartante. Right now, you're in Braj. You never left Braj. Kintu Mayaiva Kala, Kshepartam Anyata Prapanchitam. All of this is just an illusion. This is just a dream that I created by my maya. Tade tan manashanubhayatam Krishna pi satatjagata eva patiyatam. You and Krishna never left Vrindavan. This is a very, very difficult thing to understand. Sometimes in Jagannath Puri, on our yatras, we speak about this Nava Vrindavan. And usually we build up to it. We have about 5 or 6 classes building up to it so devotees can digest what's happening. And now we're giving it to you immediately. So I don't expect everyone will be able to understand and digest this. But I simply want to make a point that there's a very important connection between this Shankachuta Leela and Dwarka. And this Nava Vrindavan, which is a very important place spoken about by all of our Goswamis in their literatures. And if we went a little further, we could speak about the connection between that in Kurukshetra and Jagannath Puri Dham. So, Rupa Goswami says that Chankachuta was a great friend of Kamsa. And then on one evening, they were out drinking together and walking down the road. And all of a sudden, they heard the sound of ankle bells and flutes and drums. And they, what's going on? Rupa Goswami says that Kamsa had heard about Srimati Radharani. And he instructed Shankachuta that you go and kidnap this girl and bring her to me. Rupa Goswami in Lalita Madhav says that Krishna, just near Kusum Sarovar, in Shamkuti, that Krishna was meeting there with Radharani and the gopis. There was a wonderful throne, and Radharani and Krishna were seated on that throne. Lalita and Vishaka were there. Madhu Mangal, who's a Priyanarma Sakha, was also present sometimes during the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Madhu Mangal was also there. And at that time, he says that Makara, Radharani's little senile and nearly blind grandmother, arrived there. And Makara became very angry, and she started chastising Krishna, you black snake, you stay away from my granddaughter, keep away from her. And Krishna, who's feared by fear personified, Krishna became afraid of that little old lady. And Krishna ran away in the forest there near Kusum Sarovar. There was a forest of tamal trees. Those tamal trees are very blackish. They don't grow outside of Braj. But I know 2 tamal trees, very old tamal trees, who are growing at the gateway to Totagopinath Temple in Jagannath Puri. It's another story. So Krishna went and hid himself amongst those tamal trees. And that little blind old lady, she was looking for Krishna. Where are you at, Krishna? You're very tricky. I can't see you. And then all of a sudden, she said, "Oh, Krishna, we've heard from Garga Muni that sometimes you manifest different forms, but I don't like this form. This is a very frightening form." Lalita Sakhi looked over there and she said, "Hey, stupid woman, that's not Krishna. That's a terrible demon." What did that demon look like? Garga Sanhita describes, "Vyagranam, Vyagra Ananam." That demon had the face of a tiger. The demon was black, Krishna Varnam, and tala briksha deso lalat jivam. He was as tall as 10 palm trees. And he had the face of a tiger, and his tongue was coming out of his mouth and rolling back and forth. And the gopis became very frightened. And then Rupa Goswami describes something very interesting. He says that, first of all, before that demon came, we'll speak about this tomorrow, I think. Our time's a little short today. An important thing. But he says that at that time, that demon, Sire Gituna Naisam, that Shankachuda grabbed Srimati Radharani by the hair and began to drag Radharani away. And the gopis began calling out, "Hakana Kodosi, Hakana Kodosi, Krishna, where are you? Where are you?" At that time, Rupa Goswami says, "Satopam." With great chivalrous pride, Krishna called out, "Ray, Ray, Dushta, O wicked demon." And Rupa Goswami gives a beautiful description of what Krishna told to Shankachuda. Our time is a little late. And we could stop here. Or if you'd like, I can describe to you what Krishna had to say to this demon who grabbed Radharani by the hair and was dragging him away. Should we continue? Yes. Krishna, with great chivalrous pride, he told that demon, "Radaparadani muhustvaya nagana shastim shakno mikartam akilam guru esha kedaha sarvangani amabhidavati lupta dharma tvam mukti kala rajani bata kim kurishye." He said, "Oh, wicked demon, I feel great pain in my heart." Guru esha keda. Why do you feel great pain, Krishna? He said, "Because I won't be able to spend all of eternity torturing you." He said, "You should know that the wicked black knight of death is now chasing you." He said, "How will I be able to torture you forever if you merely die?" Very nice. And then Rupa Goswami says that Dandakotya, Krishna punched Shankachuda 10 million times, give or take a few times. And Shankachuda died. At that time, it's described, Taj Jyota Nigatam Dirgam Jyotayan Mandalam Disham Shidamni Sri Krishna Sakke Linam Jatam Braje Nipa. At that time, the effulgence of the soul of Shankachuda left his body. And although all the different demons that were killed by the Lord in Braj entered into the body of the Lord, the soul of Shankachuda entered into the body, not of Krishna, but of Sri Dhamma. So we'll stop here. And tomorrow we'd like to speak something about why that soul entered into the body of Sri Dhamma, how that Shankachuda demon could dare touch the hair of Srimati Radharani. And we'd like to also continue exploring the meanings of this pastime and the relevance of it for all of us. So I'd like to thank all of you very much for giving me some opportunity to purify myself and repeat some of these katha. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki, Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki, Vancha Kalpataru Bhishcha, Kripa Sindhu Bhyeva Cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo.